Hey everyone, welcome back to Depression to Drive. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home. We're diving into something that can feel like climbing Mount Everest on a Tuesday. Building resilience through exercise. Now, I know what you're thinking, exercise? That sounds exhausting, trust me, I get it. But stick with me because we're not talking about marathons or becoming gym fanatics overnight. This is about finding that sweet spot where movement becomes your secret weapon against stress, those mental roadblocks, and even the occasional bout of just plain feeling blah. So, buckle up, grab a water bottle, maybe even do a little stretch while you listen because today's all about turning that, can't be bothered, energy into, I got this. Energy, one step at a time. Let's get real for a second. Ever feel like life is throwing curveballs your way? Like those days where everything feels heavy and getting out of bed is the biggest accomplishment of the day? We've all been there. But what if I told you that exercise isn't just about sculpting abs or running a marathon? It's actually your body's natural antidepressant, its stress-busting superpower, and even a secret weapon for sharpening focus and boosting creativity. Here are 5 things you need to know about building resilience through exercise. 1. Exercise is a mental game. Forget the gym image of sweating buckets under fluorescent lights. Think of it this way. Movement gets your blood pumping, delivering oxygen and those feel-good endorphins straight to your brain. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental state. Feeling overwhelmed? Take a walk. Stuck in a creative rut? Put on some music and dance it out. Exercise isn't just physical. It's a powerful tool for rewiring your brain, helping you manage stress, anxiety, and even those pesky negative thoughts. 2. Start small. Dream big. You don't have to be a gym rat or an Olympic athlete to reap the benefits of exercise. Remember, consistency is key, not intensity. Start with something manageable. A brisk walk around your neighborhood, some yoga stretches in your living room, or even just dancing to your favorite tunes. Small steps add up over time. 3. Find your fun factor. Exercise shouldn't feel like a chore. Find activities you genuinely enjoy. If running on the treadmill feels like punishment, try swimming, hiking, biking, or anything that gets you moving and makes you smile. When exercise is enjoyable, it becomes something you look forward to, not dread. 4. Embrace the power of nature. Ever notice how being in nature instantly calms your mind? Combine exercise with outdoor adventures. Hike through a park, walk along the beach, or cycle through scenic trails. Nature provides a sense of peace and perspective that can enhance your workout and overall well-being. 5. Listen to your body. Remember, rest is just as important as activity. Don't push yourself too hard, especially when starting out. Listen to your body's signals. If you're feeling pain, stop and take a break. Exercise should energize you, not exhaust you. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and everything in between. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed and drained. One day, she decides to try a morning walk around the park before tackling her to-do list. As she walks, she notices the fresh air, the chirping birds, and the gentle breeze rustling through the leaves. Something shifts within her. She feels calmer, more focused, and even a bit happier. Sarah realizes that this simple act of movement has made a real difference in her day. She starts incorporating short walks into her routine, gradually increasing the distance and intensity as she feels stronger and more energized. Sarah's story is a reminder that exercise doesn't have to be grand or complicated. Even small steps can lead to big changes in your mental and emotional well-being. So, what are you waiting for? Put on those sneakers, grab a friend, or simply step outside and take a deep breath. Remember, resilience isn't something you find, it's something you build, one movement at a time. Keep that energy up, keep moving forward, and don't forget to share your own stories and experiences with us. We're all in this together, folks, taking those small steps towards a healthier, happier, more resilient us. Catch you on the next episode of Depression to Drive.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.